Okay, so here's a wild idea. What if your spirit animal actually matters for your business?
It absolutely does, Alex. Most founders are completely missing this crucial insight.
Wait, seriously? I mean, are we talking about literal spirit guides here?
Not literally a wolf, no. Think of it as your core entrepreneurial archetype, your innate operating system.
Right, right. So it's kind of like finding your business superpower?
Exactly. Knowing your animal helps you play to your strengths. It stops you trying to be a squirrel when you're a bear.
I was just talking to someone about burnout. Is it about fighting your natural style?
That's a huge part of it. When you work against your nature, you get exhausted. It's unsustainable.
So how do you even figure out what your spirit animal in business is? Is there a quiz?
It's more about deep self-reflection. What energizes you? What kind of problems do you naturally solve?
Okay, break that down. Give me an example. What's a classic entrepreneurial animal?
Take the fox. They're strategic, agile, incredibly good at spotting opportunities and pivots.
So they're not building huge empires, maybe? More like clever, tactical moves?
Precise. They thrive in niches. Or the lion. They're natural leaders, empire builders, big vision.
I feel like I've been trying to be a lion, but I'm probably more of a, well, I don't know what.
That's the point. When you understand your core, you stop comparing yourself. You lean into what makes you effective.
Which is wild. It's not about fitting a mold, it's about owning your unique approach.
Yes. And here's the part nobody talks about. You can also learn from other animals. Not become them, but integrate their strengths.
So a fox can learn some lion-like courage without losing their foxy cleverness.
Precisely. It's about self-awareness leading to more intentional growth, not reinvention.
This makes so much sense. It's about authentic entrepreneurship, really.
It is. Stop trying to be someone else's business success story. Be your own.
That's a huge takeaway. Find your animal and own your path. Thanks, Sam.
Anytime, Alex. Great conversation.